The Alston Oaks, on January 14, 1839, when the city of Houston was the capital of the Republic of Texas, an act of the Texas Congress directed Sam Houston's successor, President Mirabeau B. Lamar, to select the site for a new capital at a point between the Trinidad and Colorado rivers and above the San Antonio Road. Lamar's Capital Commission chose, as the site, Waterloo, situated on the east bank of the Colorado in Bastrop County. Judge Edwin Waller, a veteran of the War for Texas Independence, was appointed as agent for the Republic. His charge was to lay out the capital city, which was to be named in honor of Stephen F. Austin, set aside the most valuable lots for the capital and governmental buildings, and sell not more than one half of the remaining lots at public auction. Judge Waller and a surveyor named William H. Sandusky went to Austin in May 1839 with about 200 construction workers. Two camps were established, one on Waller Creek and the other at George Dunham Springs. After Sandusky staked off a square mile, 640 acres, on the bluff of gradually rising land overlooking the river, streets were established and lots were laid out. Suitable lots were set aside for a hospital, churches, schools, and a university. The President's House, a capital, government building, business areas, and home sites. In the shade of these live oaks located near Durham Springs, Sheriff Charles King of Bastrop, acting as the auctioneers, sold 301 city lots for a total of $182,585. Almost enough to pay for the government buildings constructed. Prices paid for the lots ranged from $120 to $2,800.